tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen amma ba'd fa'audhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu wassalamu alayki ya Rasulullah, as-salatu wassalamu alayki ya Habiballah, as-salatu wassalamu alayki ya Nabiyyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Dimensions of Islamic Life. And inshallah azza wa jal, in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss the Quranic guidance, subhanallah, the guidance of the Holy Quran. And before that, let's first and foremost extol the virtues of reciting Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has stated that whoever recited the Holy Quran glorified Allah and recited Salat upon the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and then asked forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal, he has sought goodness from its source. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Let's recite together. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Abu Hashim Sufi rahimahullah ta'ala has stated that once I intended to go to Basra and moved forward to get on a boat, a man with his servant was sitting in the boat and he said to me, there is no space in the boat. The maid servant interceded with him on my behalf, so he allowed me to get on the boat. When we moved forward a bit, the man ordered for food. The food was brought and he placed it in front of himself. The maid servant asked him, invite his poor fellow to have a meal as well. He also invited me for the meal. After we had finished the meal, he said to his maidservant, bring the wine. When she brought the wine, he started drinking it. He then asked the maidservant to also give me the wine, meaning the guest, who's the narrator. But then he says, I refuse to drink the wine. When the person became intoxicated, he asked the maidservant to bring her a musical instrument. The maidservant took hold of the musical instrument and she started singing a song. The person then got his attention towards me and said, do you have anything like this? I replied, yes, I have such a thing which is much better than this. He said, read. Then I recited the first three verses of Surah Takbir. After reciting A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitani Rajeem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem, Idha Shamsu Kuwirat, Wa Idha Nujumun Kadarat, Wa Idha Jibalu Suyirat. When the sunshine is rolled up, and when the stars shall fall, and when the mountains are moved, crushed into very minute pieces. As I recited these three verses of Surah Takbir and the translation which we have just heard, he says, after listening to these verses, that person started crying. When I started reciting this command of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ, and when the balance sheets of deeds are opened, he started saying, O servant, referring to his maidservant, he said, I free you for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Have this wine wasted and break the musical instrument. He then called me closer and started saying, O my brother, what do you say? Will Allah Azza wa Jal accept my repentance? And then he says, I recited this verse of the Holy Quran in his response. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. Indeed, Allah loves those who repent abundantly and loves those who purify themselves. And having listened to this, he repented of all his sins. Subhanallah, subhanallah. رہوں مست و بے خود میں تیری ولا میں، پلا جام ایسا پلا یا الہی، بنا دے مجھے نیک نیکوں کا صدقہ، گناہوں سے ہر دم بچا یا الہی، عبادت میں گزرے میری زندگانی، کرم ہو کرم یا خدا یا الہی، آمین بجاہ النبی الامین، صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. We've just learned from this beautiful parable how great and unique is the Holy Quran, which is full of guidance. When the person who was intoxicated with the colorfulness of this world, it's like looking at the world through colored glass, and he had love for song and music, had the habit of drinking wine and committing sins in abundance. He, as soon as this person listened to the blessed verses of the Holy Quran, the book of Allah, consisting of the thought of the hereafter, it pierced his heart. A real Madani revolution took place in his life and he repented of his sins. Undoubtedly, it is the blessings of the Holy Book of Allah Azza wa Jal that hearts throb and tears stream from the eyes when its recitation is listened to. Why shouldn't it happen, as it is the beautiful and truthful Book of Allah Azza wa Jal? The one who revealed it is Rabbul Alameen, the Lord of all the worlds, and the one who brought it is Ruhul Amin, Subhanallah, who is the soul, Allahu Akbar, Ruhul Amin, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. And the one to whom it was revealed is Rahmatul Lil Alameen, and upon whom it was revealed, it is our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam, whose mercy unto the mankind, Subhanallah, unto the entire universe, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the ummah for which it has been revealed, it is the best of all ummahs, khaira ummah, subhanallah. The language in which it has been revealed, it's eloquent Arabic. The month in which it was revealed is the most esteemed month of all months, the month of Ramadan, subhanallah. And the night when it was revealed, it is the most superior night, the night of decree, the night of qadr, the night of power, subhanallah. And the places where it was revealed are the most exalted places, subhanallah, the Makkah Mukarramah and Madinah Munawwara. Therefore, you see some of the surahs of the Holy Quran, they are Makki, and some of them, they are Madani, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, the Holy Quran is the divine revelation, the source of attaining closeness to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the summary of all the holy books, the fountain of all branches of knowledge, the collection of guidance and a treasury of mercy and blessings. It is the noor and the luminosity which dispels all the darkness of misguidance. It is the system of reformation and upbringing which makes a person ideal after purifying his inside and the outside, subhanallah. It is the faithful companion which also helps in the grave and will also help on the day of judgment. It is the Holy Quran. It contains cure for the sick hearts. The one who holds fast onto it will be guided, and the one who acts upon it will succeed in the world and in the hereafter. Let's inshallah Azza wa Jal listen to its virtues and glory in its own words. Allah Azza wa Jal has stated in verse number 9 of Surah Bani Israel, Inna hadha al-Qur'ana yahdi lillati hiya aqwam. Indeed, this Quran shows that path the most straight. It is stated in verse number 89 of Surah An-Nahl, where Allah Azza wa Jal states, وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ تِبِيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةً وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ. And we have sent down this Quran upon you, which is a clear explanation of all things, and a guidance and a mercy and glad tidings to the Muslims. It is stated in verse 138 of Surah Ali Imran, part 4, where Allah Azza wa Jal states, هَذَا بَيَانٌ لِلنَّاسِ وَهُدًى وَمَوْعِزَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Translation from Khan Suleiman. It is declaration for the people and a guidance and a counsel for the pious. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Regarding this verse of the Holy Quran, the renowned commentator of the Holy Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khanaimi rahimahullah ta'ala, he has stated that the ordinary blessings of the Holy Quran is for ordinary people. That is the clear mention of everything. But special blessing is for special people. That is to guide them to the right path. He, rahimahullah ta'ala, has further said that the Holy Quran is guidance for us, not for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had already been taught and advised everything, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had already been guided. Dear brothers, after listening to the beautiful verses of the Holy Quran, every wise person can understand it better that in reality, Quran is the book of guidance. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. The way we have got the clear proof of this fact from the verses of the Holy Quran, similarly, we also get this fragrant Madani pearl in the light of blessed hadith that Quran is the book of guidance. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we are going to listen to some of the beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this regard. But before that, we are going to listen to a beautiful kalam in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the beloved city of Madina Munawwara. It is a plea actually in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Meethe Madine mein bula ae aakhri nabi. By our brother Hasnain Raza Attari hafizullah. Let's go and listen to the kalam, and we shall be back, and stay tuned for those beautiful hadiths with regards to the virtues of reciting the Holy Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Aqa bulalo Madine, Aqa bulalo Madine, Gumbade Khazra dikhae Akhri Nabi, Gumbade Khazra dikhae Akhri Nabi. Meethe Madine mein bulaaye Akhri Nabi, phir Gumbade Khazra dikhaaye Akhri Nabi. Meethe Madine mein bulaaye Akhri Nabi, phir Gumbade Khazra dikhaaye Akhri Nabi. پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی مجھے توفیق چاہیے رب کی عبادت کی مجھے توفیق چاہیے فرمائیے حق سے دعائے آخری نبی پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی آقا بلالو مدینے آقا بلالو مدینے آقا بلالو مدینے آقا بلالو مدینے بعد آپ کے غرگز نہ آئے گا نبی نیا بعد آپ کے ہرگز نہ آئے گا نبی نیا واللہ غیمہ ہے میرا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے بے بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، گنبد خضرا بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، آقا سنگری جالیوں کے روبرو ہو کاش، آقا سنگری جالیوں کے روبرو ہو کاش، ایمان پہ میرا خاتمہ اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میرے مدینے کی مجھے خیرات خیر سے، دے دے شفاعت کی مجھے خیرات خیر سے، روزے قیامت بخشوائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، آقا بلال مدینے، آقا بلال مدینے، آقا بلال مدینے، آقا بلال مدینے، اب وقت رحلت آ گیا عطار زار کا، اب وقت رحلت آ گیا عطار زار کا، جلوہ دکھا کلمہ پڑھا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، آقا بلال مدینے،
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم. ویلکم بیک ڈیئر ویورز، سبحان اللہ، یو آر لسننگ ٹو دس بیوٹیفل اینڈ میلوڈیس کلام، میٹھے مدینے میں بلا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی، آمین بجاہ النبی الامین. اینڈ دس بیوٹیفل کلام واز کمپوزڈ بائی نن ادر دین ہز ایمیننس حضرت علامہ مولانا ابو بلال محمد الیاس اتار قادری حافظہ اللہ. And now, as we had promised you before going for the kalam, that inshallah we are going to listen to some of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to the guidance of the Holy Quran. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, soon a conflict will arise. I humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what will be the way to stay safe from it? The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, the book of Allah azza wa jal, which contains the news of your future and past generations and the decisions of your mutual dealings. Quran is decision making and it is not a joke. The cruel person who leaves it, Allah azza wa jal will destroy him And the one who seeks guidance apart from it, Allah Azza wa Jal will misguide him. It is the strong rope of Allah Azza wa Jal and his wise remembrance. It is the straight path. The Quran is the book of virtue, which the blessings and desires do not get spoilt. Allahu Akbar. Other languages together cannot make it doubtful, from which Islamic scholars are not negligent, which do not get old if recited again and again, whose wonders do not come to an end. Quran is that book. When jinns heard, they could not help saying that we have heard the strange Quran which guides towards goodness. So we have placed our faith in it. The one who accepts Quran is truthful. The one who acts upon it will get reward, and the one who makes decision in accordance with it will be the one who does justice and the one who calls towards it. So definitely he has called towards the straight path. And this hadith can be found in Sunan al-Tirmidhi. Ilahi khub de de shauq Quran ki tilawat ka, sharaf de gumbade khazra ke saaye mein shahadat ka. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers, you've just heard the Holy Quran is full of countless virtues and a complete code for life. Surely it is the blessings of the Holy Quran which is guiding us even today in a way that not only Muslims but also non-Muslims are accepting its truthfulness, and everyone is busy pondering over it from their own perspective. Quran is the book of guidance, and it's clear evidence that when the light of guidance of this unique book fell on the society, darkness turned into brightness and its luminosity of guidance spread everywhere. When the people who were busy committing sins listened to the blessed verses of the Holy Quran consisting of guidance, their hearts illuminated, and by the luminosity of the Quran, fear of Allah Azza wa Jal developed in their hearts, and they not only themselves repented of their sins and started offering salah and following sunnah, but they also became the leaders of Muslims and guided the Muslim people towards the right path. Inshallah, we are going to listen to some beautiful parables on page 17 of the book Uyunul Hikayat, part 2. Which is a 413-page book published by the publishing wing of Dawat-e-Islami, Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawat-e-Islami. It is stated that before repenting, Sayyidina Fudail bin Iyad, rahimahullah ta'ala, was such a dangerous robber and dacoit that he would rob the entire caravan alone. Once a caravan passed by his area, and it was a nightfall, it was the time of night, and they had to stay there. When he reached near the caravan with the intention to rob them, he heard some members of the caravan saying, "Do not go towards this colony, but rather take any other route. Here is a dangerous robber by the name of Fudail. He lives there." When he heard the voice of the people of caravan, he trembled with fear and said loudly, "O people, I am Fudail bin Iyad. I am present in front of you. Pass through this area without any fear of danger. You are safe from me. I swear to Allah, from today onwards, I will never disobey Allah Azza wa Jal." Having said this, he left and repented of all his past sins and started following the right path. Dear viewers, it is also stated that on that night, he invited the members of the caravan and said, "You feel safe from Fudail bin Iyad?" And he, rahimahullah ta'ala, then went to get the food for the animals. Upon his return, he heard someone reciting the blessed verse of the Holy Quran, "Alam ya'ni lil-ladhina amanu an takhsha'a qulubuhum li-dhikri Allah." Has not the time come for the believers to surrender their hearts to Allah's remembrance? This blessed verse of the Holy Quran pierced his heart, and he, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, started crying bitterly and said, putting dust on his clothes, "Yes, why not? Why not? I swear to Allah, now the time has come. Now the time has come." In the same way, he, rahimahullah ta'ala, kept crying, and then he repented of all his past sins. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Badi koshishen ki, guna chhodne ki. Rahe ah nakam hum ya ilahi. Mujhe sachi tawbah ki taufiq de de. Paye tajdare haram ya ilahi. Ameen bijahin nabiyin ameen. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. It is mentioned that Sayyidina Salih al-Murri rahimahullah ta'ala, he has said that a girl who used to play sitar, it's a kind of musical instrument with strings, and she passed by a reciter of the Holy Quran who was reciting this verse of the Holy Quran. وَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ لُمُحِيطَةٌ بِالْكَافِرِينَ. And indeed, hell surrounds the disbelievers. وَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ لَمُحِيطَةٌ بِالْكَافِرِينَ. And indeed, hell surrounds the disbelievers. Allahu Akbar. Having listened to the blessed ayah, she threw the musical instrument and screamed loudly. She fell unconscious and collapsed. Upon regaining her senses, she broke the sitar, the musical instrument, and deeply engaged herself in worship and ibadat and spiritual exercises to such an extent that she became popular as a girl who was pious and ascetic. One day, I said to her, "Be gentle with yourself." Listening to this, she cried and she said, "I wish I could know how the dwellers of hell would come out of their graves, how they would cross the bridge of Sirat, and how they would attain salvation from the horrors of the Day of Judgment, how they would take the drought of boiling water, and how they would bear the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal." Allahu Akbar. Saying this, she fell unconscious again and collapsed. Upon regaining her senses, she implored to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this manner. She said, "O Allah, I disobeyed you in my youth, and now obeying you in this state of weakness, will you accept my worship?" She then took a heavy sigh and said, "Alas, the faults of many people will be disclosed on the Day of Judgment." She then gave a piercing scream and burst into tears in such a painful way that all the people who were present there fell unconscious. Tere dar se sada thar tharao, khauf se tere aansu bahao, kaif aisa de aisi ada ki, mere maula tu khairat de de. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From these parables, dear viewers, we learned how effective the Holy Quran is, that the heart of the people, they changed and they trembled. They feel frightened and are blessed with the thought of the hereafter when they listen to its recitation. Even extreme sinful people are also privileged to repent of their sins sincerely when they listen to the recitation of the Holy Quran. Not only one gets countless benefits by virtue of the blessings of being associated with Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami, he also makes his mind to take active part in 12 Madani activities. Yes, the madrasa that is carried out on a daily basis for the children, and madrasa for the adults as well. Subhanallah, Madrasa Madina for adults, where if you haven't learned how to recite Quran, how to learn to articulate properly, and to gain a basic understanding of the Holy Quran, then it is about time that we enroll ourselves in Madrasat Madina Balighan adult classes, where it is taught free of cost, subhanallah, and we are taught to recite the Holy Quran in a proper manner. And it is of great excellence to learn and teach the Holy Quran. Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best person amongst you is the one who learns the Holy Quran and teaches it to others. Alhamdulillah, keeping in mind the importance and the need of learning and teaching the glorious Quran, and for propagating the teachings of the glorious Quran, Madrasatul Madina for adult Islamic brothers are arranged under the supervision of Dawat Islami after Isha Salah at different masajid, marketplaces, factories, etc., keeping in view their convenience, yes. And thousands of Madrasatul Madina for Islamic sisters are also arranged in different timings at different venues, subhanallah. Islamic brothers can teach Islamic brothers and Islamic sisters, they teach the Islamic sisters. Subhanallah, how fortunate are those who learn the Quran and teach it to others. Subhanallah. It is so wonderful to learn the Holy Quran, and you get a wonderful joy from learning the Holy Quran, knowing that you can recite the Holy Quran properly. And then once we have learned to recite the Holy Quran properly, perhaps we could get into learning the meanings of the Holy Quran, subhanallah, by reading the translation of the Holy Quran in the English language. Subhanallah, the translation of Kanzul Iman is available, and it is done by our esteemed Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi, Hafizahullah. And subhanallah, the tafsir of the Holy Quran is also available in the native English language. That is also done by our Ustazil Kareem Mufti Hamidi, Hafizahullah Ta'ala. And subhanallah, by learning the meaning of the Holy Quran, the translation and the tafsir of the Holy Quran, we get a deeper understanding of the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes. And we should progress in this way, inshallah azza wa jal. If you in the habit of reading Urdu, then tafsir Siratul Jinan is a wonderful tafsir of the Holy Quran, subhanallah. At the same time, translation of Kanzul Iman is available, translation of Kanzul Irfan is available, and Kanzul Irfan is also translated into English as well, subhanallah. The translation of Mufti Dawat Islami, Mufti Qasim Hafizahullah. And at the same time, you can get into learning deeper meanings of the Holy Quran by exploring the different wordings of the Holy Quran and their specific meanings from Marifatul Quran as well. Subhanallah, there are various different ways. You visit the website of Dawat Islami and inshallah azza wa jal, explore the Quran section there. There is a separate section for the Holy Quran, Al-Quran Al-Kareem, subhanallah, and there you can get dial it down to different tafasir of the Holy Quran and different translations of the Holy Quran in your own native language. It is translated in many different languages of the world, subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq to learn the Holy Quran and teach it to others, inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yahi hai arzu تعلیم قرآن عام ہو جائے تلاوت کرنا میرا کام صبح و شام ہو جائے. Dear brothers, in order to develop a yearning for reciting the Holy Quran and to attain the blessings of the Holy Quran, we should study the published booklet of Maktabatul Madina by the name of Tilawat ki Fazilat. In English, you can obtain it by the title Excellence of Reciting the Holy Quran. Alhamdulillah, in this booklet, the virtues of reciting the Holy Quran and learning and teaching the Holy Quran, 21 Madani pearls of reciting the Holy Quran, 14 Madani pearls of Sajda Tilawat, and 9 Madani pearls of touching the Holy Quran, and many other interesting Madani pearls have been mentioned in this book. Therefore, you can either purchase this book in the hard copy from the stall of Maktabatul Madina in your area, or read it online on the website of Dawat Islami. Download it from the website www.maktabatulmadina.com. dawatislami.net. Another interesting and beautiful work of Dawat Islami is the translation of Ajaibul Quran, Wonders of Quran, Subhanallah. And this book, as the name suggests, Wonders of the Holy Quran, Subhanallah. Many Quranic stories have been documented along with the tafasir, Subhanallah. And you learn amazing facts about the Holy Quran in this book, Subhanallah. It is an interesting read. And if you have children, teenagers, school-going children, where they can understand properly the context of it, you can introduce this book to them. And Subhanallah, they will be really thrilled to read these amazing facts from the Holy Quran, these parables and the stories from the Holy Quran, Subhanallah, about different prophets of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, their accounts, what they went through, and some of the documentation of their lifestyle in the Holy Quran, Subhanallah. It is an interesting read. I even suggested it to my son, who is reading Alhamdulillah, and he finished cover to cover, and he's reading it for the third time now, Alhamdulillah. So yes, you can introduce this book to your children as well, to the family members, Subhanallah, and they will be blessed with the knowledge of the Holy Quran. It is a very interesting book, and mashallah, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has made it possible for your Dawat Islami to have translated it into your native language, in the English language, Subhanallah. It is available, as well as Urdu, the original language, and it is now propagated, Subhanallah, on the website of Dawat Islami. You can visit the website of Dawat Islami, www.dawatislami.net. Download this book, and inshallah, you can read and benefit from it. Amir Sunnah Tamad Barakatum Aliyah is the great saint of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the great revolutionary leader and the well-wisher of the Muslim Ummah, who not only acts upon the Holy Quran, but he also has great devotion towards this, Subhanallah. His writings, Sunnah-inspired speeches, Madani Muzakara, audio and video messages, etc., are its clear evidence. He is busy day and night making other Muslims righteous, Salah offering, follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Holy Quran, having yearning towards the recitation of the Holy Quran. He encourages Islamic brothers to recite the Holy Quran, read it translation and commentary for pondering over it through Madani Inamat, Subhanallah. Madani Inamat, pious deeds, Subhanallah. Now you can download the app, and there's one beautiful Madani Inam that is there, that is with recitation of at least 3 verses of the Holy Quran. Yes, with this translation from Kanzul-Iman and tafsir from Khazanul Irfan. And all of this has been published by your Dawat Islami. Subhanallah, Khazanul Irfan is a wonderful tafsir of the Holy Quran. MashaAllah, Khazanul Irfan is the tafsir written by Hazrat Allama Maulana Sadrul Afazil Naimuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, the Khalifa of Allah Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. And he wrote this tafsir of the Holy Quran to complement the translation of Kanzul Iman, which is the translation of the Holy Quran written by Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, Subhanallah. So now it is stated in Madani Inam number 3 that today did you recite Ayatul Kursi, Tasbih Fatima, and Suratul Ikhlas after offering 5 times Salah before going to sleep? Further, did you recite or listen to Surah Mulk at night, Subhanallah? Whereas it is stated in Madani Inam number 21, today did you recite or listen to at least 3 verses of the Holy Quran from Kanzul Iman with the translation and commentary? May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala also bless us to spend our life as per Madani Inamat. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Main ban jaun sarapa Madani Inamat ki tasweer, banunga نیک یا اللہ اگر رحمت تیری ہوگی انشاءاللہ آمین بجاہ النبی الامین صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم. You can see, dear viewers, how your Dawat Islami is committed to the Holy Quran, from the recitation of Surah Mulk to Surah Ikhlas and other recitations, Subhanallah. And as well as this beautiful publication of Dawat Islami, Madani Panj Surah, Subhanallah, where there are many surahs of the Holy Quran, Subhanallah, many du'as from the Holy Quran, as well as many litanies and waza'if that are given in Madani Naamat. That is also a wonderful way of getting acquainted with the guidance of the Holy Quran. There is, alhamdulillah, Madani Halqa as well, from which we could all benefit in the Madani environment of Dawat Islami. The mindset is developed to recite the Holy Quran. Therefore, we should get ourselves associated with this Madani environment in order to attain steadfastness in reciting the Holy Quran and actively take part in the 12 Madani activities of Zeli Halqas. Yes. We should remember that one of the 12 Madani activities is to attend the Madani Halqa after Fajr Salah. Alhamdulillah, this Madani Halqa consists of 3 Quranic verses with their translation from Kanzul Iman and tafsir from Khazanul Irfan, Nurul Irfan, or Siratul Jinan. Also, the dars is delivered from Fazan Sunnat, Shajara Qadriya, Radwiya Tariya is also recited, and afterwards, Nawafil and Ishraq and Chashta also offered, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Reciting the Holy Quran early in the morning is a great act of reward. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated that who amongst you likes to go to the valleys of Butahan and Aqiq daily in the morning and return with 2 female camels of big humps without committing any sins and breaking of any relation? So we humbly replied, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every one of us likes it. He said, so why don't anyone amongst you go to the masjid in the morning and learn or recite 2 verses of the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, as it is better for you than 2 female camels, or 3, subhanallah, verses are better for you than 3 camels, and 4 verses are better for you than 4 camels, and the more verses you learn or recite are better than more and more camels. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Dawat Islami has made such a progress by virtue of the blessings of Madani activities and the blessings of Quran that thousands of people are associating themselves with its Madani environment day by day, and a Madani revolution has taken place in their lives. Let's inshallah Azza wa Jal listen to a Madani parable for motivation. In the area of Madhya Pradesh in India, there was a very famous band of young men used to run. As a result of the individual effort of an Islamic brother, the young man did i'tikaf in the last 10 days of Ramadan in the year 1426 Hijri, in the company of devotees of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. During i'tikaf, he heard about the harms of sins, which softened his heart. The company of the devotees of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam affected him so much that he repented of his sins, and he made the intention of growing a beard and traveling with the Madani Qafila for 30 days in the company of the devotees of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, he has given up his sinful and haram profession of playing music. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Allah karam, aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, ae Dawat-e-Islami, teri dhoom machi ho. Ameen, bijahi nabiyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now coming back to our discussion of the guidance of the Holy Quran, surely reciting the Holy Quran, listening to it and acting upon it bring about blessings and goodness and salvation in the hereafter. But unfortunately nowadays we Muslims have no time to recite the Holy Quran or understand it or act upon it. Some of us are privileged to do so only in the sacred month of the holy month of Ramadan, and some people get deprived of its recitation even in the sacred month of Ramadan, or rather they remain deprived of seeing it, because now in order to pass time in the sacred month of Ramadan, we waste our precious times in hotels, in gatherings, parks, entertainment places, reading newspapers, watching movies, dramas, and musical programs, discussing and listening to the conditions of, you know, the country or politics, or just chit-chat. Now, these are our normal common life. We can scroll through the pages of social media, one post after the other, the entire feed, and endless scrolling, but we do not have time to recite the Holy Quran. We should really look into it. If we get into a routine of reciting Quran, at least one part of the Holy Quran every day, instead of wasting our precious time in these useless activities, inshallah Azza wa Jal, by virtue of his blessings, a large number of good deeds will be recorded in our book of deeds. Furthermore, if we get into a routine of reciting three verses with their translation and commentary each and every day, we will get a wealth of information by virtue of its blessings, because the Holy Quran contains the rulings on halal and haram, sayings of admonition and advices, events and circumstances of the Anbiya alayhi salam and previous nations, the conditions of paradise and hell, and many other branches of knowledge which cannot come to an end even until the day of judgment. It is stated in the book Ajaibul Quran, Ma Gharaibul Quran, Quranic Wonders, Subhanallah, a 462-page book published by Maktabatul Madina, that although the Holy Quran is apparently a collection of 30 volumes and parts, its internal is such a treasure of millions, or rather billions, of branches of knowledge which can never come to an end. And a famous great Sufi poet, he says very beautifully, جَمِيعُ الْعِلْمِ فِي الْقُرْآنِ لَكِنْ تَقَاصَرَ عَنْهُ الْأَفْهَامُ الرِّجَالِ جَمِيعُ الْعِلْمِ فِي الْقُرْآنِ لَكِنْ تَقَاصَرَ عَنْهُ أَفْهَامُ الرِّجَالِ All branches of knowledge are present in the glorious Quran, but people's intellect is not capable enough to understand them. Subhanallah, the information of the Holy Quran is not limited only to the branches of knowledge, but reality is that it contains details of the entire universe and each and everything in the holy universe. That is to say, each and every star in the sky, in the galaxy, in the Milky Ways, each and every drop of the ocean, each and every particle of the earth, each and every particle of desert, each and every leaf of the trees, and each and every corner of the Arsh and Kursi, each and every corner of the universe, and every event of the past and the future, Subhanallah, and the present as well, is explained with extreme clarity and detail in the Holy Quran. Therefore, Allah Azza wa Jal, He states in the glorious Quran, مَا فَرَّطُنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ We have left out nothing in this book. Allahu Akbar. The Holy Quran is the treasure of branches of knowledge that can never end. But rather, the Islamic scholars will always continue to extract pearls of strange topics from this very huge ocean, and hundreds of thousands of books will continue to be written until the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Har roz main Quran padhu kaash khudaya Allah tilawat mein mere dil ko laga de. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyil amin. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, the Quran guides us towards those things that are virtuous, full of virtues, such as, let's say, for example, sadaqah, giving sadaqah in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for encouragement. Excellence of giving sadaqah have been mentioned at many places, even in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, Allah azza wa jal has stated, O son of Adam, deposit something to me out of your treasure. It will neither burn, sink, nor be stolen. I will give you full return at that time when you will be very needy of it. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated in another hadith that Bakiru bi sadaqati fa innal bala'a la yatakhatta sadaqah. Give sadaqah in the early morning, because calamity does not get ahead of sadaqah. Subhanallah. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, Inna sadaqat al-muslimi tazidu fil umr wa tamna'u maytat as-su'i wa yuzhibu Allahu al-kibra wal-fakhr. Indeed, the sadaqah of a Muslim increases his life and rids him of a bad death, And Allah Azza wa Jal, through its blessings, removes arrogance and boasting, which is a bad habit of talking proudly about your own abilities and of feeling pride and so on. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he states in one hadith, إن صدقة لا تطفئ عن أهلها حر القبور وإنما يستغل المؤمن يوم القيامة في ظل صدقته. Certainly, sadaqa protects the giver of sadaqa from the heat of the grave, and certainly a Muslim will be under the shadow of his sadaqa on the day of resurrection. Now, in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "One who gives sadaqa for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that sadaqah becomes a shield for him against the fire of hell." Dear brothers, we have listened to this beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The sadaqah prevents disasters and afflictions. It increases one's life. It removes a bad death. Sadaqah removes arrogance and pride. It removes the heat of the grave. Sadaqah will be a shadow on the day of judgment, and it will save us from the torment of hell. De nazo qabru hashr mein har ja aman aur dozakh ki aag se bacha ya rabb mustafa. Amin bijah nabiyil amin sallu ala al habib sallallahu taala ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Allahu akbar. We should really associate ourselves and keep ourselves close to the guidance of the Holy Quran, subhanallah. You know, each day it is a wonderful way of starting our day with the recitation of the Holy Quran. We need to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Holy Quran is the one of the unique ways to remember and make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Holy Quran, it is cure to many diseases. It is cure to the dead hearts, reviving the dead hearts. Mufti Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says about the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the entire Quran is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter where you pick up from, subhanallah. He says, Mawla dil ka zang chura, qalbe nuri pae jila. Mawla dil ka zang chura, qalbe nuri pae jila. Dil ko kar de aina, dil ko kar de aina, jisme chamke ye kalima. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, amanna bi rasulillah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we have, alhamdulillah, so far learned, as we are moving towards conclusion, we have learned the Quranic verses about the excellence and the Quranic guidance, subhanallah. We have learned from different parables how Quran guides us, subhanallah. We have learned from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that how Quran will continue to guide us, inshallah. So it is that rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should hold fast onto it, inshallah. Azza wa Jal, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also mentioned in his Mubarak hadith that I am leaving with you two heavy things, the Quran, the book of Allah, and my sunnah, subhanallah. So, and in another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, I am leaving two things with you, and if you hold fast onto them, you will never be misguided. That is Quran and my Ahlul Bayt, subhanallah. Let's, inshallah, azza wa jal, hold on to the guidance of the Holy Quran, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us through the nur and the recitation and the luminosity of the Holy Quran. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyil ameen. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.